My name's Tim Dawson, and I want to share with you a piece from my website, cyclingbooks.com. It's about Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure, a major feature film from 1985 directed by Tim Burton. Decades ago, the US car industry created a shadowy agency charged with deploying the dark arts to discredit bicycles and those who ride them. Lance Armstrong, of course, is that body's most recent and potent creation. The chemically enhanced Superman's first guise was as an all-American success story who took cycling to new heights of popularity. His denouement is the long-planned payoff, heaping such disgrace upon competitive cycling that its very survival is now in question. Oil prices, environmentalism and congestion were not quite so toxic for the big car economy during the 1980s, but the agency still had to earn its keep. The result was Pee-wee Herman, a repugnant, clucking man-boy whose passion for his balloon-tired Schwinn cruiser was patently a cipher for more unsavoury yearnings. Played by a 30-something actor and dressed like a bellhop, the simpering character is childlike in appearance but embodies the selfishness and malevolence of one whose innocence is long lost. Pee-wee's bicycle is the love of his life, so much so that throughout the plot he resists the enthusiastic attentions of Dotty, the bike shop cutie. Needless to say, when his bike is stolen, the waddling, bow-tied title character sets off across America on an ill-starred quest to regain his wheels. Along the way, he has ample opportunity to demonstrate just how loathsome he is, schmoozing money from Dotty on a false promise, persuading another character to leave her hard-working boyfriend, and wreaking such havoc at Warner Brothers Studios that it's little wonder that shortly after the film was made, the parent company sought merger talks with Time Incorporated. Now, casting the bicycle as the creep's vehicle of choice was a cheap shot, but for the agency, Pee-wee was the gift that carried on giving. Just as the Pee-wee franchise spread its tentacles with a second film, a TV show and guest appearances on a major chat show, Paul Reubens, the actor who'd created and almost seemed to believe that he'd become Pee-wee, was arrested for masturbating in a darkened cinema. The resulting media firestorm, whether you think it justified or not, brought the Herman Empire crashing down. Shows were cancelled, Pee-wee dolls were removed from toy stores and Reubens' career destroyed. Now, the nocturnal conspirators, whose work promotes internal combustion, will have plenty more mileage from the Lance Armstrong saga. Making the healthiest known transport a byword for life-threatening drug abuse is a masterstroke to make even Machiavelli gasp. But the agency knows that keeping the peddling tide at bay requires long-term planning, and as I write, there is talk of a Pee-wee comeback film, possibly showcasing the character's dark side. You have been warned. And for more like that, see www.cycling-books.com.